This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call. Gavin.
I mean physically, emotionally, I'm wrecked.
Katie.
This is one of the best examples to show people the ups and downs of show business.
Ray.
Oh, it makes a world of difference when it's not your boxer shorts.
The Wake Up Call.
766-1065, or you can text us at 73389. Why were you late for work? We want to hear your good reasons, good excuses, because someone on the Wake Up Call was recently late to the show. Now, we try and get everybody here at 5 a.m. Show starts at 5:30, but this person on the show was a little late for a very specific reason. It was Katie. Katie, why were you late?
Okay, and first let me say, I'm not saying that this was a good reason. So if people call in with their good reasons, I don't want to hear that. I want to hear reasons that are as dumb as what I did. I was late because I did not have a single pair of dry underwear. They were all in the dryer being dried.
So somebody started the dryer?
No, it was like I put my clothes in the washer at night and then forgot I had to put them in the dryer. And so when I woke up, I was like, oh my God, crap. I have to put my clothes in the dryer.
Oh.
And so it didn't have enough time to... Hmm. So I had to wait it out.
How many pairs of underwear do you own?
I guess not enough.
I'm going to point out a couple things. Okay. One, don't worry about Rain's judgment on that. I think many people have the bare minimum of pairs of underwear left, and they wash them when they're out.
I'm out of underwear. Right.
Huh, okay.
But two things. One is a helpful tip.
Okay.
If you need something to dry faster,
yeah,
just put one item in the dryer. It will dry faster.
You know what? Yeah. I knew that. I didn't even think of it. And I think at the time I thought, well, these are all like small things. How long could it possibly? Because I'm very small.
Two. And I hate that I know this. It would violate an awful lot of real workplaces, human resources requirements on what you should and should not say to a kid, an employee or a coworker. But I know you've come to work without underwear on. Why was this different?
I only don't wear underwear if I'm wearing like a maxi dress. So if I'm wearing jeans... That seems
not on the table.
Too rough on my jingo. You asked, stupid. So I put this up on Facebook, and our listeners have some stupid reasons for being late.
Chill.
Michelle, who actually is my old neighbor, was late to work because she forgot where she parked in her own apartment complex. Okay. In her defense, she said it was a weird apartment complex. Sarah, and we will all back her up on this. She said that wild turkeys were surrounding her car. And she said, I'm a brave girl, but I am no match for those monsters.
I will back her up on that. Turkeys are disgusting and they're scary. They're hordes.
Right.
They move too slow and they're aggressive.
They're like zombie animals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kayla, she wasn't late for work. She was late for school, but it's because there was some weirdo shooting pheasants in her backyard.
Whoa.
Here's a couple animal related ones. Raymond was late for work because there was a bat in his car.
What?
He left his window down the night before, and then he had to figure out how to get that bat out.
You just sell your car.
Then once you sell it, you light it on fire.
Yeah.
Alicia left the sunroof open in her car one night. She got in. She thought that there was a black cat in her backseat.
She thought?
It was a raccoon.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And then my very favorite one is from Tracy, and I'm just going to read it. She said, one time I legit got lost in the woods after a weekend visit to my family's in Ione. My boyfriend at the time had gone out with his family to fish at some obscure lake, and I was supposed to pick him up on the way back to Tahoe. Got lost for like 2 hours. It was terrifying and probably the stupidest excuse for ever calling in.
Wow.
I mean, getting lost is a legitimate excuse. But it's not her fault that her husband goes into the wilderness.
Well, they all went into the wilderness.
Oh.
And this appears to be a previous boyfriend, so maybe he got lost and never came back. I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.